The first part of the gospel we've just read, we've heard before, in which Christ our Lord, in a series of seven woes, denounces the scribes and Pharisees as hypocrites. We are liable to take these words of our Savior for granted, and maybe set them down as Aramaic or Near Eastern rhetoric. We're a little surprised that Christ would use this kind of language. What is our Lord really saying? As we saw before and we know, not everyone followed the Master. And among those who did not accept Christ, the worst were, as we've mentioned before, the leaders of the people. Christ then was so unmeasured in his denunciation of the scribes and Pharisees, both because they of all people knew better. The very word scribe means a lettered, educated individual. And the Pharisees, by definition, were experts in the knowledge of the prophets and the law. They then were more guilty because they knew better. Moreover, because of their position, they were influential. We can safely say the masses of the people would have followed Jesus had they not been misled by their misleaders. That is a fact of gospel history. But there is a deeper lesson still. And that's for all of us, especially in today's world. As we look about us, the crimes being committed on a wide scale in high places are such as literally cry to heaven for vengeance. Why did our Savior express himself in such strong language? I'm not sure whether the next few verses are going to even be quoted in the daily Gospels. Christ called the Pharisees the worst possible names. Now why? All that we know about Jesus, he is pictured to us by the evangelists as a kind, loving, forgiving Savior. So he was. But the same Christ, faith tells us, is the Son of God. God is surely loving and understanding, but God is also just. In other words, there are two attributes of God that we should make sure we don't forget. God is loving, but God is also just. And because He is just, He gives commands. And if those commands are not obeyed, He punishes. Why in the last analysis did God become man? He became man in order to expiate our sins by undergoing in His own flesh and blood, that's Christ, what we had coming to us because of our sins. Given the fact of sin, and given the fact that God is just, unless we recognize that God is just, we make no sense of the incarnation. The only reason why God became man is because men by his sins had deserved the just eternal punishments of God. We cannot talk too often or too deeply about God's love, but in God's name, let's not forget, He is also just. We cannot justify the existence of hell. Only in God's love. Doesn't that make sense? If God were only loving, how could He send any of His creatures? His faith tells us some are thus punished with the everlasting flames of hell. If God were only loving, you cannot make sense of the suffering and anguish in the world now for thousands of years beyond number. It is God's justice that makes sense of suffering and pain. Not necessarily, we know, the sin of the one who suffers, but someone's sin is the only explanation for everyone suffering. Not too many miles away at South Bend and Notre Dame University, I was attending no less than an international symposium on suffering. And the man who financed, Mr. John, you would expect, the symposium, wanted to make sure that I attended so I could give him my honest appraisal. Experts from all over the world spoke on the meaning of suffering. For the one lecture I'll never forget, given, may God forgive him, by a Passionist priest from France. For 2 hours, he told the audience, suffering is not due to sin, it is due to man's evolution. Suffering and pain are the growing pains of man reaching maturity. After he finished, nobody challenged him. Well, I figured somebody better. so I did. Do you know what he said? What you're telling the audience, I've heard before. That old time theology is now out of date. Well, he didn't dismiss Hardin that easily. I came back. You're a passionist. Your founder taught you. You are to live a life of penance and expiation. To appease a just God for sin. You know better. The words we read from Matthew's Gospel about Christ calling the Pharisees hypocrites are God talking. He is using human language to impress us with the gravity of sin. Let's ask him to have a clearer and deeper understanding of how terrible sin must be if it brought God down from heaven, and to make sure we would be duly impressed. This God had himself crucified to show us how terrible sin is. It requires the sufferings of God to expiate. And we have the rare privilege of cooperating in that expiation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.